This is Karen Lyle with SailSport Talk. Last week, I had a great conversation with Paige Raley of the U.S. Olympic team. We were talking about men and women in SailSport.
So, Paige, can you tell me from your perspective what the strengths and weaknesses are of men and women sailors since you've competed against both?
We're compared a lot, females and males, and I don't believe that a male is a better sailor just because he's a male. So, scientifically, men are strong, and I will say that women, we put in the hard work, and we get as strong as we can, too. But strength isn't the only factor that makes an athlete a good sailor. So I think that women are very smart. One thing, because maybe we're lacking some of the brute force compared to, let's say, if we were males, we can think our way around the course. And I think women sailors, some of us are some of the best tactics and strategy that you can have. And don't underestimate women. I mean, there are some really strong girls out there. So I think, you know, as a whole, we're good with technique. We're good with reading wind. We're good with the water. And I actually think that in sailing, it can be an even playing field against men and women. So I grew up sailing against men, and some of the boys that are doing Olympic campaigns now, I was actually beating them as a youth. So if I had a dream for Olympic sailing, it would be make a radial the open class, have men and women sailing against each other, and put a weight restriction on it. So you have your minimum and your maximum, what you can do, and then let guys and girls sail against each other. Because I think, you know, there's this big debate. Are guys better? Are girls better? And, you know, we have mixed classes, but maybe in some of the classes there's more men driving the boat. In a radial, if you made it an open class, you just have a guy and a girl just going straight at it, and they're in their own boat. I truly think in our sport that men and women are equal. And yes, maybe they have a bit more brute strength sometimes, but women also have a really good brain for how to get around the course too.
Well, you have weight limitations and the boat is a specific size, so that could be a possibility.
Yeah, and what it does is that, let's say if you made the radial an open class and you had a weight restriction, then you have a range of everybody. Let's say it's a 15-pound range. Then you have everyone kind of in the same weight range. You're all competing against each other in the same exact boat. So really, your brain is going to win out. Like, yeah, we'll be in bigger breeze, but if somebody only weighs 5 pounds more than me, let me tell you, I'm pretty strong. So I can hold my own if somebody's just a little bit bigger than me. Then also, it opens up the avenue for men who are smaller, too. So we have to think about that. Like, I'm pro-female, you know? Yeah, let's go, girls, you know? But also, I'm not going to step on men at the same time. I think that they deserve just as many opportunities in sport as we do.
This is Karen Lyle with SailSport Talk.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries. It is Tuesday at 9:40 Pacific. It's time for Sail Sport Talk. As always, with my co-host, Karen Lyle. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing great, Rick. It's good to see you.
Fantastic. And if you're watching on twitch.tv, you can see a pair of young men here. It is the it's the Wilkinson brothers, Andrew and Patrick. Andrew is from Oregon State. He just graduated, and Patrick is a Wahine warrior at the University of Hawaii, and they're here because they're both members of the South Beach Yacht Club, and they're heading over to Germany, way up north in Kiel, and they will be competing on a Santa Cruz 52 as part of Kiel Week. And Andrew, do you think it's somewhat ironic that you're going to Kiel and the bottom of the boat is also a Kiel?
Oh, yeah, that's a good joke.
Okay, right. Thanks. Let's start with that one. And let's start with you, Andrew, as the eldest. How did you get into this sort of sport?
It was something that we were kind of raised with. We were lucky enough that our dad really enjoyed doing it. That's about it.
All right, and that'll be the end of the interview. No. So, Oregon State, Corvallis, pretty landlocked. So, how did you, for those 4 years, did you just sail when you came home or what?
I tried to also, but we have a little reservoir, all sorts of lakes. It's it's not exclusively an ocean sport. We have pretty small boats, so we're able to kind of trailer them all over the coast and end up at little lakes here and there.
Very cool. And Patrick, of course, you went to the ultimate place for sailing at the University of Hawaii. The ocean is literally all around you. How have you grown as a sailor, seamanship, tactics, all those things?
Definitely my tactics have gotten, like, incredibly better. Our coach, Andy Johnson, has been around for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, and he's in the ICSA Hall of Fame. Actually, our assistant coach just got admitted to the ICSA Hall of Fame also. It's been incredible. I've learned so much more than I could have hoped, and my sailing's gotten exponentially better.
Well, and Andrew, I'm really interested in the fact that in sailing, the club and the varsity teams can compete in the same event. So what are some of the events? Did you ever compete with your brother, at the same time? tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's pretty neat. What's the last thing we did, two years ago? We were at a national competition together. He whooped me. I used to be better, but he grew a little bit recently. So we've done, I don't know, maybe five or so events together. I mainly compete up in the Northwest because it's a little easier to get around up there. But we come down to California every once in a while and we get to hang out.
So basically, he's not technically in our conference. We're the PCCSC. He's the NW.
So there's no Pac-12 sailing.
No. So it's an NCAA sport, but we're not really governed by it.
And plus, Stanford cheats. You know that whole scandal.
Of course.
Of course they cheat.
And then you're governed by ISCA.
ICSA. Yeah.
ICSA. And also, you have on Patrick. You have 66% women on your team. Tell us about what that's like.
Since we're a varsity sport, we have to follow.
Title IX.
Yeah, we have to follow Title IX. So we're 66% women, 33% guys. We usually have around 20 girls, 10 guys. And we cap it at 10 guys. We usually get more girls than that. So.
All right. And by the way, that's not his voice. There's something wrong with the mic. It sounds, I know you can hear it, but you kind of sound blah, 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 blah. It kind of sounds like that. He's not a robot. sorry about the mic. Anyway, a couple more minutes with Andrew Wilkinson and Patrick Wilkinson. The boat that you're going to be competing on in Kiel Week in Germany is a Santa Cruz 52, which is a beautiful boat, and it'll be skippered by Carsten Mau. He'll be at the helm. The name of the boat is the Equity Kicker. How did you hook up with Carsten Mau? Because as you told me before the show, he's a very accomplished sailor.
Right. So we met him, I don't know, we were probably 10 years old, something like that. And it was funny, we were actually just on the lawn playing around with their kids, and we didn't even know them at all. And then our parents come down, and we're like, we need to introduce you to Karsten and Kiki and their kids. And we're like, oh, we were just hanging out with them playing football. So they ended up doing the program with us, South Beach Yacht Club Junior Sailing. Since then, we've been good family friends. They moved back to Germany, I don't know, 8 years ago or maybe more.
So what, he's going to be at the helm. Do you guys know what your jobs are going to be?
We actually
don't quite know
really at all.
We're figuring out as we go.
Yeah.
It's going to be a quick...
It's funny, I just had lunch with one of the other crew members, Bill. Bill Nielsen. And he doesn't really know either. We're all just kind of winging it. We're going to get there and figure it out.
What is your position-wise, I say position as a former football player, but position-wise, where do you want to be, and then where do you get assigned to, and you're like, it's not really my strength? What would that be, your best and worst spot on the Santa Cruz 52?
Oh, that'll be tough. I think because we're both primarily dinghy small boat sailors, so we have a little experience kind of doing everything at a small scale, so kind of translating that into just a bigger boat will be, we've done a bit of it, but
It might be the pit. It could possibly be the foremast.
Generally, what I like to do,
or the grinder, right?
I'll probably end up doing something like that. But I usually like to trim either jib or spinnaker or both. But yeah, I think it looks like we're going to end up in like Pit and Squirrel getting the kite down.
Well, you guys will be the cabin boys, right? I mean, yeah. The youngsters on there.
Pretty much.
Just
yeah,
don't get hit by the boom.
Like, the next youngest person is Gerard, who's like 45, 46.
And you haven't been to Germany before to sail, so this is going to be an awesome experience.
We've been cruising a couple times.
Yeah, we have sailed a boat there before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
But not in this race.
Cruising. Yeah, not racing, just, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's great. So, yeah, I'd love to know a little bit about why you went from baseball to sailing, because you started out in baseball, right?
Right. So, like I said earlier, I was a little reluctant because, I don't know, I was around boats all growing up. But then Andrew started Peninsula Youth Sailing Foundation, which is where we did our high school team. He started in eighth grade?
I started when I got to high school, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so then he was doing it, and my dad was like, oh, like, you should go, like, practice with them. And I was like, I don't want to do that, but he made me. He didn't make me, but, you know, I went down a few times and ended up liking it a lot and sailed all through high school. I was a captain senior year of high school. And then my coach, Molly Vandemore, she went to Hawaii also. Mm-hmm. And so she really encouraged me to check it out. And I was kind of like, oh, like, I want to stay in California, but I ended up going out there, and the coach was super cool, Andy Johnson, and loved it. What's there not to love, you know?
Do you know how competitive Keel Week is? I mean, is it kind of this fraternity of sailors and, oh, look at our resplendent boats, or is this like, you know, cutthroat, punch you in the face type of racing?
Well, none of us have really done like a big international regatta like this before, so it'd be really cool to kind of feel that out.
From what it sounds like, though, it's probably going to be pretty gnarly.
It sounds intense, but there's a lot of boats and a lot of people who we aren't directly competing against, so mm-hmm. hopefully it'll be friendly.
Yeah, there's supposed to be like thousands of boats, I'm pretty sure.
Are there a lot of Americans there?
Not
usually, no idea.
I don't think.
No.
Wow.
No, yeah. This is gonna, you're going to be representing for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're ambassador, so don't get arrested.
All right. we'll try to stay out of trouble.
And we're looking forward to, you know, you're going to sail after, maybe thinking going pro or getting the skills for that? Or
currently, not necessarily.
Yeah, pro sailing's a funny thing. Yeah. I don't know too much about it. Hopefully some sort of career related to the water, mm-hmm. maybe mm-hmm. sailing related. I don't know about you.
Yeah, personally, maybe. I'm
How do you go pro? I mean, do you have to be like on the Sail GP racing circuit and all that?
There is all that, which is like the top sailors in the world, you know. Mm. Personally, not quite there.
And then there's a lot of like kind of offshore racing, a little different style, really kind of tough, and it takes like a really salty sailor to kind of
amateur is no small thing. I mean, right. Being an amateur sailor, you know, you can be really, really have the chops, and also your life's on the line when you're out there on the ocean.
Yeah.
Sailing, so.
And also a lot of professional sailing is doing deliveries for like race boats and such across the ocean. So mm-hmm. there's that aspect too, which you don't necessarily have to be like the best sailor in the world, but it's a lot of work and you're gone for months at a time.
So for this race in Keel Week on the Equity Kicker, Karsten Mao's boat, is this just for a few hours? Is this for a few days?
So I think when we first get there, we're doing a point-to-point race. We're going from Keel to
another island around there.
Burgers? I don't know.
I've been to Keel. I mean, if you tell me a reference point, I could probably get it.
I don't know.
All right, whatever. So that's point to point. So that's a couple hours?
So mm-hmm. It's okay. I think it's all day. It's going to be like, okay. Yeah, it's pretty much all day there, and then the next day we race back.
Okay.
And then we've got a few days off, and then I think we're doing 3 days of buoy racing after that.
So for this, what's the hull speed for the Santa Cruz 52?
Oh.
Depends on the wind, but yeah. I think
hull speed is like your maximum. Yeah. Depends upon the current, right?
Yeah,
because the current can take you faster, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So,
what 11 knots or 12 or something like that?
I mean, right around there. I think it'll hit up to 15 if it's really blowing.
Oh wow!
Yeah, if we're going downwind and big waves.
Yeah.
How many times in college did you call him and he says it's 2 degrees here in Oregon and you're like it's 88 here in Waikiki?
Yeah. Actually, he went surfing after a big snowstorm in Oregon, and I was like, oh wow, yeah, it's 80 degrees here and sunny. Sorry about that.
And the other thing to remember too is that 16 is the drinking age in Germany, so
right.
And it's the best beer in the world.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, just remember why you're there, kid. I'm like your dad right
after
now.
After the race, right? And that's always a very important part of after the
PBR,
race.
The PBR, the post-boating refreshment.
Yeah, don't drink PBR when you're that.
Not in Germany.
No hipsters allowed in Germany.
So take this mustache off his face.
Yeah, you come back with either the whole beard or nothing, right? Something like that. We got to run here. So just finally, each of you, what would be your dream scenario? Like, I want to go around the world by myself, or, you know, I want to be an admiral in the Navy, or, I mean, what are your dreams for this?
Oh, yeah. As far as sailing related stuff goes, I'm hoping to do a little offshore kind of cruising and racing as much as I can. And yeah, just enjoying it.
Yeah, in the immediate future for me, I definitely want to do Transpac, which is from Los Angeles to Hawaii. Mm. And then I've thought about... Yeah, it's coming up. I'm not going to do it this year, but maybe the next couple. And then hopefully some cruising, maybe down to Tahiti, you know?
Wow.
Check out the waves down there.
Very cool. All right, we've been speaking with Andrew and Patrick Wilkinson, brothers. One is a beaver and one is a wahine. They are both going to be on the Equity Kicker with Karsten Mao at the helm at Keel Week in a Santa Cruz 52, indirectly representing the United States of America. Gentlemen, great meeting you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's great to see you. And
Karen Lyle, always interesting. And next week on the show, we're going to have the director and the star, Alex and Tracy from the movie Maiden.
And we'll start at 9:25 next week.
And that'll be in studio
as well.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.